This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
Yep. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm sitting here in the commentary side of the ground, which is the western side of this magnificent stadium, and I'm looking across at the eastern side and the Mark Rusciuto stand, and there's a man who was tough.
It's a wonder he's not there in the commentary, of course. I'll give him that. He was tough, but honestly, mate, he's a bogan from Wakery. Let's be honest, a bogan from Wakery, and he would be up there water skiing now with a slab with his goatee and bald head. His voice doesn't work because he has too many frothies. You can't understand. Yeah, we're kicking to the eastern end this week. And he's got no idea. He's got about 15 kids. I think he's a myth. I think he's a myth, Jim.
Whoa. You're branding him a myth.
Yeah. M, however you spell it.
I cannot believe. We got someone on the line. Roo.
Is that how you treat a guest, Bill? Oh.
Tell me it's coming on, Jim. One of the greats, all able Australians, tough as a cat's head, and I love him.
I heard they opened a new grandstand in Geelong. It wasn't called the Billy Brownless grandstand, was it?
No. I haven't even got a urinal, haven't got a bar, I've got nothing at that bloody joint. I gave, me blood and guts. How are you, Rui?
I'm good, thank you. Why aren't you over in Adelaide like Bray is?
Well, he's got a call and I'm just here. I hold the ship together over here like you do with the breakfast show, my friend. How are we going? Are you a bit worried about tonight?
Always worried. I get respect the Cats. Bloody good side. Played pretty well last week.
Yeah, he did.
Look up and about, don't they, a bit?
They were. They were quite good last. The old blokes are still playing well, which is very important. Then they've got some kids there too. I see you signed up Matty Nix. That was interesting.
Yeah, another couple of years for Nix. He's done a great job. He's took over at a tough time when the club decided to do a rebuild. So every year he's got better and a bit stiff not to play finals this year. I think everything going reasonably well. Hopefully they'll be playing first time for a while in September.
Didn't you play last? Oh, no, that's right. It wasn't a goal. That's right. Keezy thought it was a goal.
Oh, Keezy.
Well, it was a goal.
He's still celebrating, Keezy.
He's still celebrating. Anyway, there's eight of them high-fiving each other and having a couple of beers up on the hill after he kicked it. And the goal umpire still saying, oh, no, I'll let him kick in. That's all right.
That's one of my, not favourite, because I felt for not only Keezy but Adelaide, because you should have played finals, all things being equal. But
thanks,
he's got his hand to the ear looking at the crowd while the ball's exiting D50 and going down the other end route.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, he doesn't kick too many goals in the boundary line, Keezer, and especially getting into the final. So he was probably entitled to celebrate. It was a pretty good goal.
It was.
I'm just looking through the side here, the Adelaide side. Oh, Windscreens, he's been in good form.
Who's Windscreens?
O'Brien, he's been good in the run. What about the bloke who fixes the boots up, does all the boot work?
Who's that?
Peddler.
He's a tough mate. He got a broken nose last week. Look out there, but he's a good player. Who else do you like, Bill?
Well, the bloke on social media, and he does well, he matches up a lot of people. Hinge.
What the hell is that?
You're not on that one.
I'm on everything. Keys to the city. Oh, Buttsy. Buttsy's going right down back.
Buttsy might get a big job on the big tomahawk. How's he moving?
About as quick as me.
Well, he's about 40, so that's all right.
Oh, he's still a big boy. Jeremy Cameron's a star there, mate. Jeez,
tell me about Ollie Dempsey, Bill. Yeah. What's the big rave about him at the moment?
Well, he's just a young kid and he flies for his marks. That's what you love about him. He goes for him. He kicked three goals, should have kicked four last week, but he's just a good kid. He brings enthusiasm and energy, and very important to bring energy to the game.
How many midfielders are you running with at the moment? Well, run me through them other than Danger. Who else plays?
No.
Clark?
Well, Clarkie, he's good. Clarkie's good. We'll throw Blixarves in there. Atkins is hard.
Yeah.
O'Connor, no, he'll tag. Who will he tag? He'll tag
Dawson.
Rory Laird or Dawson, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who else?
You got any other mids?
O'Sheen's playing. He's a little Irishman. He's good. We like him. He'll be good tonight. But we're a bit we haven't got a lot of mids, to be honest. And Danger, who's found some form, and he loves playing at Adelaide Oval because you gave him – thanks for Danger.
We gave him a start, and then he buggered off for cash.
He wanted to go to a better place to live.
Yeah, he did. Down at Fish Creek. What a good – not Fish Creek, but Moggs Creek.
Not Moggs. We're speaking about Fish Creek later.
It's a beautiful spot, Moggs Creek, isn't it?
It is, mate. Yeah. How are you going?
What are you up to anyway, Roo? What have you been doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah. How many kids you got?
I'm looking after the six kids. I've got one in year 12, one in year 10, one in year 8, one in year 7, one in year 5, and one in year 3.
Jesus. Oh, my God. How's the bill? What about that? We whinged about what we had to pay for schooling, Jim. Imagine old Roo boy getting it.
I'll be like KG Cunningham. I'll be on Triple M till I'm 80.
And what about Dits? How's he going, our old mate?
Well, he turned 60 a couple of months ago, Dits.
He would have had a few reds. No, sorry, he would have had a few more than he normally has.
he's calling tonight too, so he'll be with you, Bray.
And, beautiful.
You know, hey, what did you make of the Saints? They're all right, aren't they?
They're going bloody well. Collingwood have got a hangover, but I wouldn't mind having one myself, like a premiership hangover. That'd be good.
You know, the good thing about a premiership hangover, you got the premiership.
You won the premiership. Exactly right, Roo.
Well, that wasn't one for you, Rashoot. 97-98, of course, back-to-back the Adelaide Crows. I'm glad I'm actually doing the TV game, so I'm not going to be calling with Dits, even though I love how he operates. But I'm glad you're not involved, because the last time I was in this commentary box calling a game of football, you were doing special comments. Mm. I had to go and get the lacerations in my ribcage sewn up after the game finished.
You deserved it. You're disrespectful to Ben Keys.
No, yes, I love Keyser. Come on, Jim.
I love the
Keyser.
Disrespectful. Tell the truth.
And then pressure forward.
Pressure forward. Hard-working, up and back. Goal-kicking.
You didn't need to pound me. You bloody separated shoulder.
Good.
And
you
a
deserve
broken rib.
You deserve that.
Hey, stick up. Mates, that's all.
Yeah, well done. Hey, Rui, we're coming over, gather round, looking forward to it, and we'll spend some time and have a couple of frothies.
All right, look forward to it, guys. Good to chat to you.
See you,
buddy. Good luck with the Crows tonight, Rashoot.
Yeah, thank you, Spray, and good luck. Billy, we're having a beer on it, or?
Yeah, we'll have a schooner.
West End draft.
Schooner at Carlton. Adelaide Crows legend Mark Rashuto on the Rush Hour. Plenty more still to come. Friday brag artist Jeremy Piven, Ari Gold himself, studio.
What about how Bill went to water once Roo started
talking? Oh, I know.
From the toughest bloke.
Legend. Don't do that to me because he's tough.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.